Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Compromise still eludes congressional leaders fighting over what should be in the next coronavirus relief package, for which millions of Americans have been waiting months. And the impasse is delaying Senate action on a stopgap funding measure that averts a government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money after midnight. The Senate is expected to approve a bill that buys Congress another week to agree on an annual spending package. NPR's Kelsey Snell has more.
Democrats say state and local government funding is just not negotiable. You know, the White House made it even more complicated and confusing by adding their own offer that included $600 in relief checks, but no money for unemployment. You know, instead of stepping in to push negotiators along the path that they'd already forged, the White House kind of created a new element of chaos, and that leaves us where we are right now with no deal in hand.
NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting. Well, Congress is sending an annual defense bill to President Trump in hopes the legislation will become law for the 60th year in a row. NPR's Gloria Grisales reports Trump has said he will veto that measure.
Like the House, the Senate approved the National Defense Authorization Act by an overwhelming bipartisan margin. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the bill's efforts.
And in the face of threats ranging from adversaries to this pandemic, it expands efforts to keep our men and women in uniform safe.
Trump has said he'll veto the bill because it doesn't remove a liability shield for social media companies, and it includes a provision to remove Confederate names from military installations. If Trump follows through on his veto threat, Congress could have the votes to override it later this month. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the city's school chancellor, Richard Carranza, today announced a 2021 achievement plan. NPR's Sally Herships reports the goal is to help public school students close the learning gap caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
There are more than 1.1 million students in New York City's public school system, the largest in the country. The city says it doesn't yet know how far behind its students fell this year, but teachers, parents, and administrators have loudly complained about the quality of online school during the pandemic. Beginning in the next academic year, students' academic needs will be assessed, and the city will provide a one-stop digital learning hub. De Blasio and the city's school chancellor say the new digital hub is not meant to replace in-person classes, but to augment them and allow educators to reach students outside of normal school hours. They say the plan will also have to confront the trauma and medical health crisis faced by students during the pandemic. Sally Herships, NPR News.
The Dow has dropped 71 points since the open. It's at 29,929. The Nasdaq is down 116 points. S&P's off 24 points. This is NPR News. To the shock of the UN Refugee Agency, the Ethiopian government says it's returning Eritrean refugees to camps they fled in the besieged Tigray region. Thousands of people are widely believed to have died since battles between central government and regional government forces began a month ago. The UN and other aid agencies say they've been blocked from reaching nearly 100,000 refugees in Tigray who are running out of food and other basic life-saving supplies. Navy aircraft and ships are searching off the coast of Southern California for a sailor who may have gone overboard from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The search started yesterday after a lookout spotted what appeared to be a person in the water. The U.S. Coast Guard is also assisting. The pilot of a jet fighter that crashed in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan Tuesday night has died. From member station WNMU, Nicole Walton has the latest.
The F-16 from the Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing in Madison went down in the Hiawatha National Forest. Law enforcement and military crews searched in dense woods for nearly 2 days before they found the pilot deceased. Wing Commander Colonel Bart Van Roo says an Air Force investigation of the crash could take a year or more to complete.
It will look into pre-flight activities, maintenance, aircraft integrity, pilot briefings, and training, all with the goal of determining exactly how this accident occurred.
The pilot has not been identified. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Walton in Marquette, Michigan.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.